first 30 minutes or so when he looks so good.
You know, we've constantly talked about, you know, what I call getting over the hump and making sure now we become a better team and have the killer instinct. And, you know, we came out with that mentality early. And we exposed a lot of the gaps, and you know, we should have put them away. Instead, we not only took the foot off the gas, but we got away from doing the things we did early as far as possession and all. And we let them get back in the game, and obviously them getting the goal before half gives them a little bite before halftime. So now we came in and addressed it, and we came out and probably played one of the worst halves I've seen. And mental errors, it's tons of it. We just didn't have it. And that's not a sign of a team that wants to become better. And that's something that we still have to work on. And get over that hump, like I call it.
It's got to be so frustrating because so many times on the road this year, you've been in position to finish off games like this.
Today more than ever, because it was probably the worst half of soccer I've seen us play. And you know, granted, we had a game on Tuesday, but Tuesday was a long time ago, you know. Even if you're tired, you still have to be smart tactically and organized, and we didn't do that.
How do you think the quick speed affected you the second
half? Well, we gave them all kinds of space. You know, anytime you have fast guys, if you're organized, it's not a problem. But we were stretched. We gave them passing lanes, and now we open ourselves up to be isolated one-on-one.
Rodney trying to do? Did he feel like he was trying to prevent a clear?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, at no point should you have your hand up because I think it would have just went out of bounds. I'll have to watch that one again, but there was a lack of concentration for seeing out that play.
What do you say to you guys after a game like this?
That's for closed doors, but thanks.